than a rabbit? That was Chababa Chababa. That's what I call smooth.
Well, that's what I call noise. Why don't you go play something else?
Play? You think I was 10 years old. What do you suggest, Mother?
Jump rope or hopscotch or maybe even doll?
Well, even grown-ups play, Patty. Isn't there anything you want to do?
Nothing that should let me. You won't let me go swimming?
Well, now, you know the water's too cold, and it's too early in the season to risk pneumonia with the excuse that you're getting a sunbath on the beach.
Or drive the car.
Now, Patty, you know better than that. Why, you're even too young to get a license.
Well, other girls do, even if they're not old enough, I guess.
And Dan and Bud won't take me golfing with them. Say I slow them up. There just isn't anything to do. Mother, what can I do all summer? A whole 3 months, and here I'll sit at home all by myself. You won't even let me play my own record.
Well, where are all the girls?
Most of them are at camp. Betsy is helping her mother can early fruit this week, she said. She's going to call me if she gets through in time to come over. I'll bet that's Betsy now. Hello? Hello, Betsy? Gosh, I'm glad you called. I was just about to die of boredom. Not a thing to do but play that new album, and Mother made me stop that. Say it was too noisy. You are? You're all through? That's swell. Come on over. Oh, I don't know. We'll think of something. You did? I hadn't heard anything about it. Well, it'll be someplace to go anyhow. I don't know any of that high school crowd, though, do you? Oh, well, it won't hurt to go once, I guess. Hurry on over. I'll get dressed before you get here. Bye!
Was that Betsy? Is she coming over to play with you?
Mother, Elizabeth is coming over to visit me.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Would you two like to make some fudge?
She says there's some kind of a party going on at the YWCA on Sherman Avenue. We're going there.
Well, I thought those parties were just for high school girls and young businesswomen.
No, she says they especially want girls who have just finished the 8th grade. They probably won't be anyone else there that we know, but she insists on going. I guess I will. What shall I wear?
Well, what about your new sweater?
Okay. Will you let Betsy in and tell her to come on up when she gets here?
Yes, dear. Do you want me to help you with your hair?
I think I can manage, thanks. I'll wear that new pink ribbon, too, to match the sweater.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Oh, come on in, Betsy. Patty says to go on right up to her room.
Never mind. Here I come. Hi, Betsy. You look swell. I'm glad you called. I was about to die with nothing to do all day. Come on, let's go. Bye, Mother. We'll be back by dinner time. Bye.
Bye, girls. Have a good time. Phew, what a task it is nowadays to keep them happy. Now, when I was a girl...
Mother's a dear, but she just doesn't understand. She calls all those good records noisy and tells me to run out and play. I know. My mother's the same way. And there really isn't a thing to do, is there? I certainly can't spend a whole summer canning. Gosh, no. After I helped clean all those strawberries last month, I swore I'd never eat another strawberry in my life. Say, what kind of a party is this that we're going to?
I don't know exactly, but it's something about registering for some classes, I think.
Classes? But we just got through with school. Who'd ever deliberately sign up for more study in the summertime? This is supposed to be vacation, you know.
Well, even classes will be better than just sitting around, maybe. Anyhow, they said they'd let us fix their own refreshments today, and they sounded pretty good. I thought we might get a chance to meet some of those swell high school girls, too.
Oh, I hope so. When I go to high next fall, I'll not know a soul but those in my classes this year. It's so big, I bet I don't get a single one of them assigned to the same room. I'm kind of scared about going to ETHS, aren't you?
Well, yes, sort of. Here we are. Have you ever been in the YW?
No, but I've gone by sometimes when they're having parties, and they certainly seem to have a lot of fun.
Look, here comes some of the rest of the kids.
What's cooking? Doesn't that smell delicious?
Let's go see. Oh, there's Sue. I know her. Hi, Sue. Hi, Betsy. I'm glad you came, too. Marge asked me to come. Big sisters are some good after all. This party is fun. Come on over and help us with the refreshments. They smell wonderful. Sue, this is Patty. Sue has made her music lesson right after mine, Patty. That's where I met her. I don't see anyone else from our school here, do you?
I'm glad to meet you, Sue.
No, but they'll come later. They will, if they hear about what's being planned. The Y-Teen program for this summer is a honey. Wait until you hear it. Here we are. Gosh, what's the trouble, Marge?
It's this pan. Somebody made fudge in it last week, I guess, and burned it so badly that they couldn't get all the burned places scraped off. It's really a mess. I don't know whether we can use it or not.
Oh, hello, Betsy. I'm glad you came. So am I, from the smell of things.
Marge, I want you to meet my friend Patty. Hello, Patty. These other so-called cooks here are Fran, Louise, and Marty, our director. Girls, I'd like you to meet Betsy and Patsy. They're friends of Sue's.
Hello.
The more cooks are merrier. I don't believe we can use this pan at all. It'll have to have a special scrubbing session before we can see action again.
It's my fault. My fudge turns out perfectly half the time, and the other half is a mess. I must admit it was more of a mess than usual last week. I'll take care of that pan this afternoon after the party, Marge.
What you need is some cooking lessons, Fran.
Oh, golly, I hate to cook, but I would like to know how to make good candy. There's no date bait better than a good batch of fudge, I always say. It looks sort of hopeless for me, doesn't it?
But, Fran, don't you remember our first trip this summer is to be to Mrs. Stevens' candy factory? I'll bet you can get some good hints there.
Candy factory? You mean that anyone who signs up for the camp gets to go through a candy factory?
Oh, yummy. I do love chocolate. Just what the doctor ordered for a fudge burner and pan scorcher.
What I want to know is what about samples?
Oh, Louise, a new thing you always wanted to redeem.
What do you have to do to sign up, and who gets to go?
Oh, anyone can go who is an 8th grade graduate and who has $2 for the registration fee. Just put your name down over the desk there.
What else is on the camp program?
It's a grand program.
Really,
I can hardly wait.
Oh, one at a time.
Well, there's a program over there for you to take home with you, but I'll tell you about it. We have something on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for 6 weeks. The trips to various interesting spots are on Wednesday, starting with the candy factory tomorrow. I don't remember all of them. Let's see, there's a visit to the Hager Potteries this next week. We'll take a picnic lunch along and eat all the way to Dundee. We'll be at full trip afternoon and the trips in the afternoon. And then, what comes next now?
Oh, it's the Harp Factory. I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world. It's the only one in the world, and we're going to watch them make harps from start to finish. All we have to do is to bring our car fare for that trip.
I'm especially interested in Emily's conservatory. We'll see all kinds of rare and beautiful flowers. And we'll have lunch at Hull House one Wednesday, too.
Depend on Louise knowing all about the lunches.
Well, it isn't just lunch. I think Hull House will be fascinating. I've always wanted to go there. And afterwards, we'll go through the markets on Maxwell Street. They say you can buy anything you could possibly want secondhand someplace on Maxwell Street. They have those open market stalls, you know, and people of all nationalities buy and sell there. It's Riverview Park that I think will be the most fun. I wish it were earlier on the schedule. Boy, won't that be super? A whole afternoon at Riverview, riding the roller coaster and going through the fun house and everything. I've always begged the folks to take us there, but there was always some excuse.
That sounds like a wonderful program. But what do you do on Mondays and Fridays?
There are two sessions on Mondays, one from 10:30 to 12:30 in the morning, and the other from 1:30 to 3:30 in the afternoon for girls who want to knit. We make knits for sending overseas to girls who were unbelievably cold last winter and whose clothes are all worn out. We also send soap and other things they need. We work so many hours to earn a service badge, and then we can work up to be a candy stripe girl in the fall at Evanston Hospital and Community Hospital. That's a junior nurse's age, you know.
What do they do?
Oh, they help a lot during this nurse shortage. They help roll bandages, pass trays, and deliver mail. All sorts of things that relieve the nurse's more important duties and help make the patients more comfortable.
I think I'd like that. What are the Friday meetings for?
Oh, just for fun. They're in the mornings from 10:30 to 12:30. We have a putter shop where we just come in and putter around, making anything in the way of handicrafts that we want to.
You want to see the good-looking leather purse she made last summer? I'm going to try this year myself. I want to do something new this time.
I'm going to try painting flower designs on a blouse this summer. That scarf I made last summer was a honey. Why don't you make one too, Marge?
Or join me in making jewelry. I'd like to try making some out of hardware.
That sounds like fun, but I want to do something no one else has tried yet. I've been wondering about a copper bowl. Do you suppose I could do that?
We say you can try anything you can find materials for, and that certainly sounds interesting. I'm going to look into some metalwork, too. Maybe I'll combine it with jewelry and make a necklace or a bracelet out of those Oriental coins Bob brought back with him.
Golly, there's so many things to do that I don't know what I'll choose. But one thing sure, I am going to come to the day camp all 3 days a week. Me too, and to think there wasn't anything to do in Evanston this summer. You suppose there'll be such crowds coming that we won't be able to get in?
Oh, no, it's just for high school-age girls, you know.
These are small rooms, though. Have you heard the rumor that we may have a real YWCA building sometime soon? Then we won't have to worry about crowds.
It's at Camp Sagawa in Lamont, Illinois. You may go for 2 weeks at a time, from July 2nd through August 27th. The first three periods are for high school girls, and the last week is for graduates and girls who are 16 and 17 years old. But I like our day camp here at home so much that I don't really mind at all about not getting to go to Sagawa.
I can certainly understand that with all that goes on here.
Mother said she thought you had activities here just for high school and business girls. Where do the business girls fit into the picture?
Oh, they have a director for their department, too, and their own program. They have a camp, too, at Forest Beach near New Buffalo on Lake Michigan.
Jeepers, the Y takes care of everyone, doesn't it? But I think the thing I like best is meeting you kids who are already in high school. Betsy and I were talking about it on the way over, how scary it is to go straight from Nichols and Haven to, where you know everyone, you know how it is, to such a big high as ETHS is, where more than likely you'll not have a single old friend assigned to your own classes. You'll be grand to meet people in the halls that you know, girls who are used to the school and know their way around. Won't it, Betsy?
I'll say it will. Of course, I know Marge and her friends already. But you're right, Patty. It will make it easier at ETHS to have as many friends among the older girls as we'll have after the Y Team summer camp.
Where do you girls live, Patty and Betsy?
On South Hinman, not far from Maine. Where do you live?
Well, I'm from South Evanston, too. I'll bet I walk right by your house nearly every day. And Fran lives that way also. What about walking home with us?
Oh, that'd be super. Why don't you stop into my house and we'll play the wonderful new record?
Do you have that? I've been dying to hear it.
I know Mother would let us make some fudge if we wanted to.
Fudge? Well, what are we waiting for?
The way to Louise's heart. We might as well break up right now, though. We're awfully glad you two came and are going to be at camp. We'll see you all Wednesday at the candy factory. That is, if Louise doesn't lose her taste for it in the meantime.
Not a chance. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
This afternoon, you heard the YWCA, a program presented to acquaint you with an activity of one of the members of the Evanston Council of Social Agencies. Tomorrow at 5:15, we will have as our guest the Health Department. Plan to be with us then. Your community, your health and happiness. This is the goal of the Evanston Council of Social Agencies. For a taste thrill...